No, let's see, there was a fad in the 50s, I guess it was. Children would spin these things around their waist.
Oh, hoops.
Yes, uh-huh. And did you know what molasses would come in large quantities?
That?
How about lard?
I don't know.
Okay, you never heard of a stand of molasses or lard? Mm-mm. That's an old word. You ever hear that one, Anne? Okay. Then if you wanted to pour some water into a narrow mouth bottle, you might use a thing like that.
A funnel?
Mm-hmm. And to make horses go faster, if you were driving a buggy, you'd use a
whip.
Mm-hmm. And if you bought fruit or something at the store, when you were leaving, the grocer would put it in a
bag
made of
paper.
Mm-hmm. And how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged, or 50 pounds of flour, a big...
In a sack?
Okay, that what made of?
Either heavy paper or cloth.
Is your distinction between bag and sack then that sack is bigger?
Sack I consider something that's already packaged and closed.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is what I mm-hmm. think of as a sack, like a sack of flour, you know, the big cloth sacks or whatever, a sack of feed.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a poke?
Maybe.
You know what
probably
it is?
Not, no.
Paper bag?
Very
old name for paper bag. Probably not in this area. How about that bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in? Rough cloth?
Burlap?
What would you call the bag itself?
A burlap bag, if it was made out of burlap.
Would you ever say toe sack or gunny sack or sack? Or?
Yeah, gunny or croaker sack I use.
You have heard croaker sack, too?
Mm-hmm. Use it all the time.
Okay. Then what would you call, if you call anything, the amount of corn that you would take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Mm.
When did you last take corn to the mill?
It's been a while, let me think.
Yeah, I figured about 60 years or so.
I don't know. Are you talking about the measurement it
mm-hmm.
would be in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How about
bushel?
Fine. The amount of wood you could carry in your arms at one time.
Well, you certainly wouldn't measure that in cords. You can't carry a cord of wood in your arms.
How much is a cord?
About the back of a pickup load about.
Mm-hmm. Sounds heavy. But what would you just carry? Call something you could carry?
An armload.
Okay. And if your light bulb... Well, I just gave you the word. Would you say that, please?
Light bulb?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'll have to pay attention to what I'm doing here. We talked about those. What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
A cap. A top.
Thing that you would stick down in it.
A cork?
Mm-hmm. Would there be anything that was not made of cork?
Yeah, or you could call it a stopper, like you're talking about for a pop bottle or something.
Mm-hmm. Would that be made of cork or not?
Or,
no, you can, what you buy this plastic or whatever, or metal.
Whatever you buy at the store,
but call it a stopper.
A cork is
always made of cork.
Yeah, when I refer to it.
Uh-huh. What is the little musical instrument that you
hold like that?
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for it?
Mouth organ.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
You ever hear of
harp
or French harp for that?
Not very often.
What?
Harp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the kind that you hold between your teeth and pluck and it twangs?
That's a Jewish harp.
All right. And then the thing that you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Mm-hmm. And if these are some wagon questions which you may or may not have heard. I know some of them and most I don't. If you have two horses hitched to a wagon, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
You got the wrong person
right.
for this one.
How about pulling a buggy? The two things you have to back the horse in between, two wooden pieces.
I have no idea.
Don't worry if you don't know these, you're really not supposed
I mean,
to.